Thank you for calling Igomos. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'd like to check the status of one of my order, please.
Okay, sir. Do you have the order number?
Yes, it's 578-31120-002.
Okay, just one second, please. Okay, can you confirm for me, sir, what is the name in the order and the address?
First name A.N., last name G.I.A.P. It's 8026 Hufferside Circle, Spring, Texas, 77379.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm seeing here that is a subscription of the Mercedes. Let me check. It's showing that the issue number one is out of stock. Just one second, please. Let me check if we have a date for the item to be available.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing the list, just one more second, sir. Okay, and the list that we have for now, sir, that is the list with the restock, is not showing the number one. That is the one that is showing that is out of stock in the moment for this subscription. So it doesn't mean they're not coming back. It's just that we don't have a date to inform for now. So it's still going to be pending once until it is available again.
You don't have the date for that yet.
Now, at least in the list that we have for restock in the moment.
They have other kit, they just don't have number one.
It's just showing because when we open the account, how it works. So the system recognizes the shipment that you have to be sent. So in mm-hmm. your case, it'll be the first shipment. And it's already showed that the number one is out of stock. So the account it is pending because the item is not available. Doesn't mean that they don't have the other items. It's because they're not going to send to you until the item that you need is available.
Right. Okay. So, but you have to note in the account that I want the maximum number of kit that I can receive every shipment, right? Every month.
So how it works, because this subscription is for you to build a card. So mm-hmm. if they don't have a piece, they don't send to you because you still need this piece. So the option that you have is to skip the item that is out of stock so that the next go instead. But for this item to be back in your list to be shipped, you have to call us back to once keep the item because it is not automatically. So there are people that prefer to not skip anything and just let be pending until it is available. So it depends on you, sir.
No, I'm saying I'm not going to cancel it. I just want to see
cancel, because there are people that prefer, like, skip the item that is out of stock. So, for example, mm-hmm. if the one is out of stock, I skip them, so the number 2 and 3 go instead, okay, and you still need to receive the one, okay?
But yeah, I can do that. I can do that if they can, yes.
Yeah, so just to explain, for the one to be back in your list to be shipped, you have to call us back to once keep this item because it is not automatically in the system. they're not going to automatically put it back. You have to call us back to once keep the item.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If they sent me number two, number three, number four, then I have to call back and tell them, send me number one. Right?
Exactly. Yes, because if you don't call to once keep, this item is not going to be sent. It's just how the system works.
No, then I'll wait for them until they have the number one and ship everything together then.
Okay,
right? That's,
yeah,
that,
it makes sense.
That's probably better. Yeah.
And no, that's why I explained, because some people prefer to skip and some people say, no, let's pending and they send everything once it is available.
Okay, that's fine. But you have the note that I want the maximum number of kit that I can get.
Yes, it's showing here. Yes, it's showing here eight issues per shipment. That is the maximum in this collection.
Okay. I have another one, another order, exactly same number, but instead of 002, it's 001 for the jam bonds.
Okay.
Can you check on that one too, please? I haven't
yes,
had
of
anything.
Course.
Yeah.
The same thing is showing number one out of stock. Let me see if we have this one.
So both of my orders, number one out of stock.
Yes, it's showing, yes. It's because the stock is very faster, so they change every day. So maybe showing now that it's out of stock for the next day that the shipment can be sent is going to be available. So yes, in the list that we have is not showing the number one, two. But like I say, if you don't skip, it is going to be automatically sent once it is back in stock.
No, just for, what can I do if I don't have the number one? That's the first piece of the puzzle, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
That's why, that is how it works for this type of subscription, because it's not items that you're going to collect, you're going to build something, so you need every piece. That's why they don't ship anything if you don't want, because you're not going to be able to continue without this piece.
Right. So which one do you have in stock today? There are the two that I am interested in, the Mustang, the Illinois, and the Nissan. Do you have them in stock?
Yeah, we don't have how to check that without having an account, because it showed to us the stock, something that is not available once we open the account. It showed to us, okay, this item is not available in the moment. So because you don't have account, I cannot check if the issue number one for the Mustang is available in the moment.
Wow. I mean, that's something that needs to be improved. You got to be able to check your stock, right? And then again, another thing is I buy it online and then I have no way of telling, or I cannot check it myself. I have to call it every time. Which is really annoying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's something that we already submit as a feedback, because there's no option for to have an account online, but it's something that I'm thinking about in the future.
I mean, that's probably 99
would it be easier?
100 merchandise do with that today. You place an order, you will be able to check your order online, you know.
Yes.
It's mind-blowing. Maybe the European company just came to the U.S., so it's still way behind.
No, I understand. Yeah, it is something that a lot of customers always say to us, but yeah, unfortunately, it is not available in the moment.
Man, so I guess that I don't really know what to expect. Huh? Maybe a month, maybe 2 months or more, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot say that it's going to be this week or next week, because I don't have this date, so it's complicated. What I can tell you, sir, how it works, the shipments are always sent Tuesdays and Fridays. Okay, so for example, if you not see any charts, any pre-authorization on Tuesday and Fridays, it's because the shipment were not sent. So it means something is not available. So you can always look for those dates.
Yeah, so talking about that, which is weird, that's why I call. Because I see the 195 charts for the Gem Bonds one, right? That one went through. But the one for the Mercedes, it was pending, and now it's gone. It's not even there. So I'm not sure. That's why I call, to make sure that, you know, you still have it in stock. If you don't you no longer have that item in stock, then I will cancel it and order something else. You know what I mean?
No, it is always a pre-authorization. So once you place an order, they pre-authorize your card to see if you can be approved. Okay, but the charge is not complete until the item is shipped, because they cannot charge you for something that is not going to be sent. So that's why sometimes the pre-authorization is released from the card and you don't see anymore. Because like in this in this case, it is still pending. They don't know if the item is going to be available. So the charge is just going to be complete once the the item is available and the shipment is sent.
Okay, okay. Yeah. But so they charge the Aston Martin or the Jan Bonds one. So that one should be going out the door sometime soon then. Because they only charge
Let me. Right. Yeah, let me open the account again. Just one second.
Because that one went through a couple of days ago, just fine, no more pending. But the Mercedes one that dropped out, so.
Yeah, there's a timeline for the bank release a pre-authorization if the order is not complete. So sometimes if it disappears, it's because they are going, if they are available, they're going to charge you again, which is a pre-authorization. Let me try to open the account again. The system closed. Just one second.
At 578-31120. That's 001.
Okay.
That's the one that went through.
Okay. Just one second. I'm open the system again. Just a more second. Okay, so the James Bond, I'm open here again. Okay, the James Bond is showing that it's a pre-authorization too. The pre-authorization was made on February the 2nd. So it is still just pre-authorized and was second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, if you pass 7 days in the total and the shipment is not sent because the item is not available, they're going to drop off the pre-authorization. So it's going to disappear from your car too because it is still pending.
It's only went through.
It's showing here that it was just a pre-authorization.
Yeah, it's only went through. Okay, let me double check one more time. I'm pretty sure I saw that. There we go. Yeah, it went through on the second. EMCDB5. 1-800-261-6898, New York.
Okay, let me check Just a second, sir.
Okay.
Okay, just a more second term. Okay, thank you for waiting, sir. Yes, I was trying to check because usually is the way that I told you how it works. First, the pre-authorization, the charge is complete once the shipment is sent. But because it is the first shipment, it is works different. So yes, the charge is complete because it is the first one. So you are correct. Yes, it was complete. Was not just a pre-authorization.
So that one should be on its way to me sometime
Exactly. Is
soon.
pending. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, okay, good. So I don't know. They say expected 21 day, which is a long time, but you know, still better than don't know the status when they're going to be shipped, right? Okay, so that one on the way, but the Mercedes one we don't know when yet, right? But when if they don't have it anymore in stock, somebody gonna let me know, send me an email or call me or something, right?
You're going to be notified. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. All right,
Okay.
that's all I was calling for today. Thanks a lot for your help.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling, Gomez. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.